Welcome back to A Mime Soapbox. Today we have a returning co-host, Anthony, from the simulcast episode we did a couple months ago. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be here with you in your kitchen at just a hair past midnight.
It is. It's late. I've had a few.
Yeah.
We had a good cigar together.
We did. But I like giving full disclosure. I like people to visualize what's going on, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's dark outside, but the lights are on here. I got some little twinkly doodads about the room.
Yeah.
Setting the mood. That's always there because, I mean, they're there. It's 300 feet of Christmas lights wrapped around a banister with fake ivy.
Well,
we had the string and didn't want to let it go to waste.
I love it. Man, thanks for having me over here to your castle. I certainly appreciate it, man. We've been talking about doing this for a while in person, in real life. And here we are, man. I'm excited to come on your podcast. I look forward to being the best guest that you've ever had. Of course, that's not saying a lot. I'm kidding. It's a joke. You guys have all been awesome.
Well, at least our first together alone.
Yeah, this is a very intimate podcast.
With what my twinkly doodads.
Yes.
And an overzealous and playful kitty.
Yeah. A great cat, by the way.
18-year-old or an 18-pound 1-year-old
cat. Yeah. Just an awesome cat.
Anyway, so last time we were talking about the what film festival was it, or a film?
So we had on Tommy Nicholson, who starred in the movie The Weight in the Water. Or Weight in the Water. It was a movie on Amazon. You guys can watch it. Just type in Google Weight in the Water. You guys can find it. It was one of my favorite movies of 2020. One of the many movies that I watched during the lockdown period, during the COVID period. And I reached out to him to come on to my podcast. And he came on and we had a great conversation. And he came back on to plug a film called Sunburst Film. It is made from the same people that made Wade in the Water. It's also going to have Tommy Nicholson in that movie as well. They were doing fundraising for a film festival to try to hit their goal. I just want to say they did hit their original goal of 50K raised. So the movie is getting made. It's done. It's going to get made. And so now they're just working on some stretch goals. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of follow up on that because we did have them on the podcast. And yeah, I can't wait to watch that fucking movie, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a great follow up and great news that they hit their goal. So we will get to see the movie they're talking about, or we were talking about with him.
So, Drew, you're essentially unemployed right now. You're just hanging out. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
So what's your day-to-day life consist of right now, now that you're no longer working?
I thought I was asking the question.
I know, but I'm here. We're going to bounce off each other. All right.
I do all the Mr. Mom stuff now.
You do all the Mr. Mom stuff. And are you enjoying that change of pace?
Yeah.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on that.
I don't have
to
deal with other people for a while. Yeah. You know, I do the dishes, the laundry, and the vacuuming, the mopping, cooking, the grocery shopping.
Watching YouTube videos.
Playing video games. You know, maybe day drinking if I feel like it.
Why not, man?
Why not?
Enjoy the life, man.
It's
good. Enjoy the life.
It's real good.
You ever watch Predator videos on YouTube? Like, catch.
We were talking about this like a week ago, right?
Yeah. Where you just like watch.
I love seeing the raw justice. Even if it's just a mockery and shame. But that part is lovely about the show. Aside from that, I have a hard time sitting through it knowing like those creeps are there and do these things so boldly.
Like there's a guy who I've been watching a lot recently. It's called People vs. Pred or People vs. Preds. I don't know if it's plural or not, but if you just type it on YouTube, it'll come up. He's been doing this thing for like 3 or 4 months and he's caught 108 people already.
Good.
In the California area. I know.
Imagine.
Yeah, but it's just crazy that you can catch that. It's just one guy doing it. He doesn't have a team. It's just him. You know, he sets up these accounts on like Grindr or, you know, these different websites and he lures these people. And every single time he catches them, man, they just like the excuses they have. I just came to you know, check on this person. I just wanted to tell them what they were doing is wrong. And it's just, man.
That's my favorite thing is I was listening to him today, actually, for a good hour or so. But the band Acacia Strain, it's like a hardcore group, right?
Yeah.
But they put out a video that was making fun of the Chris, was it Hansen or the?
Chris Hansen, yes.
Yeah, the Chris Hansen show. Which one was that?
That was It's like it was on NBC, but he was, yeah, he was catching.
What was the name of it?
Was it like Have a Seat with Chris Hansen or something like that?
No, it's to Catch a Predator.
Yeah, right? Catch a Predator.
So like in mockery of that, because they always had some stupid excuse.
Yeah.
Well, take that back. It seems like there was a few people on there that were a little slow, that didn't understand, benefit of the doubt, didn't even understand what was going on. But with all those ridiculous excuses, the band Acacia Strain made a video for one of their singles a couple years ago, whereas each and every one of them getting caught and then having a ridiculously bad excuse.
But it's so accurate. I mean, it's an accurate representation of what happens.
Yeah.
And I just love watching it, man, because I just love seeing, you know, the scum of the earth just like put on blast. And I think it's disgusting, the fact that oftentimes, even with all the chat logs, even with all the evidence, even with catching them, they still don't put these guys behind bars. Like, they're still out there. And it's bullshit. But that's the type of stuff that goes on. Just wanted to shine some light on that. Go watch People versus Preds on YouTube and just, you know, share the photos of these assholes. And he's even, like, getting their name. I don't know how he does it. You know, there's some kind of like Google face recognition or whatever bullshit. But eventually he's been able to link like a few of them to like where they work. He caught one of the Sony executives.
I don't know. Yeah. That big story from like a month ago.
I don't know if you remember hearing that.
Yeah, I did.
One of the guys from Sony invited over like a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he ended up getting fired or whatever. But, you know.
Whoop-de-doo. He should be locked up.
Yeah, he should be locked up, right? But no, he's just fired.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, now that we've started this off on a negative note.
That got rough. All right, I got a serious question for you, because it's been on my mind lately. Pop figures. What do you think about pop figures?
All right. I think they look kind of ridiculous, but I like the idea of, I like collectibles, so I can get behind the pop figures.
Here's my problem with it. Okay, and it's really struck a chord with me.
Now, I don't have any now. I don't have any pop figures.
I do. They've been gifts, but I have plenty, and my wife does like them, so it's okay.
Yeah,
you know, they're justified. Wife likes them; it's fine. They go on the shelf. But when you shine a lens on it, like we're going to talk generations, okay? The last three, like full generational gaps, right now. Pop figures, okay? Last generation, Beanie Babies. Generation prior, I would like to think Precious Moments. Do you remember those?
No.
They're little, like, porcelain angel.
Okay, yeah, I think I was.
Doll things that, like, a lot of women would collect and put in their china cabinet and stuff like that. So, like, when you look in that light and we look back, we look back now, Beanie Babies were a bad idea. You know, like people got a little crazy, a little over the top with it, right? Well, how was that any different than pop figures?
Yeah, I mean, it's still essentially like a coveted item.
It is.
That you're protecting, or even like, I even have like a Dragon Ball Z, Super Saiyan 4, Goku that I got for Christmas in like 2001, and it's still in the box. It's probably fucking worth nothing, but it's still in the box.
That's awesome.
And I'm still never going to open it. You know what I mean? Like, I like the idea of...
Oh, side note. Did you see Gohan's new form coming out in that new movie?
I have not.
Gohan Mystic.
All right.
It's like his new... Oh, and the other... Spoiler alert, if that wasn't already. Pan?
Uh-huh.
Go Super Saiyan.
No way.
Yep.
That's crazy.
They completely threw away GT as a whole.
Wow. They
said, this is not canon... We don't care. This sucked. We get it. And then in the new movie, Pan's going to be a Super Saiyan.
But that intro music was pretty nice, though.
Oh, dude. So I'm still ready for it. I'm still, like, there's so much awesome. See, I was the one that turned you on anime. That's a great talk.
Well, you know, I watched Dragon Ball Z back in the day. I watched Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and then I stopped. And then I put all that behind me. And then for, like, years, the only cartoons that I watched were essentially, like, South Park. Mm-hmm. And then I got back into like Rick and Morty.
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
This is like, yeah, I mean, but that was around when I was a kid. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, I'm talking about things that I've consistently...
Not as an adult?
Consistently watched as an adult. It's pretty much just been like...
So Ed, and Eddie. And Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory. As a kid. But as an adult, it's essentially just been South Park.
Yeah. But until I made you watch Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Or not made you, suggested, and you suggested, valued my opinion.
Yeah, and I got around to watching Attack on Titan. And gotta be honest, man, it's pretty good. It's one of the best cartoons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, anime is considered cartoon, right? It is cartoon.
Well, it's not live action.
It's not live action.
No.
But
it's not claymation.
But dude, Attack on Titan, man.
It's so good.
It's so good, man.
And you're a dub boy as well, right?
Yeah, it's just because I'm kind of like ADD, OCD. It's very hard for me to read subtitles and actually concentrate on what's going on.
Same.
I'm
all dubbed. So but, we're stuck. Everyone else is enjoying, I think they're three episodes in or about to be of the new second half of the fourth season, and we're just stuck here waiting for like another month.
But the English dub, I mean, the voice acting is good.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, I mean,
it always is. Yeah. Everyone just... likes to poo-poo it at,
for no reason.
For no reason.
It's just almost like you're just a part of a group that thinks that it's not cool to...
Those are called the weebs.
All right, the weebs. But I'm super excited to, finish Attack on Titan. I'm not sure how many episodes they got left, but as soon as they drop them all, as soon as the English dub is out, I'm definitely going to finish it up, and I'll be sad to see it go, man, because it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. So... seal of approval, Attack on Titan. If you haven't watched Attack on Titan and you're like, just do it. Just do it. Just submit.
Yeah, I mean, if you cringe lawyers can sit through. What's that? It's the one barbarian show with the dragon girl and...
I got nothing.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
If you can sit through that stuff, I always be nice to say stuff, you can sit through Attack on Titan.
Listen, Game of Thrones is great until the end.
No, I never watched it. I never got into it.
I mean, Game of Thrones was excellent until the end, and it's like, it's not
that's
how
everyone
you,
said. I've literally heard that, like,
it's not
from everybody.
And at the end of the day, that's why, like, it was, I thought it was the best show ever made until, like, the last season. And then after the last season, after, the disaster of the last season, I had to put Breaking Bad over Game of Thrones because it's, it's, if you don't finish strong, it means nothing. If you drop the ball at the end, you cannot be considered the greatest show ever. You have got to finish strong, and they didn't. They shit the bed. HBO gave them a chance to finish with... They was like, here's two seasons. Tell your stories. Do whatever you got to do. Finish it off with two seasons. And like, no, we'll just do it in seven episodes. And they just rushed everything, and it was an absolute disaster. They had no direction. And yeah, they rightfully got shit on for that. And hopefully, bro, Lord of the Rings on Amazon, I'm hoping, I'm praying they do right by that.
I'm burnt out on it. After the first three movies, that takes like 10 hours to get through.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
You know that was real, right?
I know.
It was beautiful.
I've seen,
man,
the TikToks, them the making of
the amount
Lord of the Rings trailer.
The amount of fucking money this is that Jeff Bezos money. The amount of money it's like $500 million for the first season.
That is a lot.
It's ridiculous. So the amount of money that they're putting into this, if it's not good, like
what is it about other than Lord of the Rings? You throw some elves and orcs in the woods.
No,
and
I think
say
I,
Lord of the Rings. No, and it's
no,
good.
I think it's like
a Hobbit every episode or two. Like
it's going to be almost
Chewy.
From my understanding, like Origins,
isn't that what the Hobbit is?
This is going to be like before the Hobbit, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Yeah, this is going like way back. But who knows? Maybe they can even run like parallel,
yeah,
to what we were seeing in the Hobbit, and even get into the Lord of the Rings. Because, there's more that was going on in that world than just the stories that were being told with them, So I definitely would like to see that explored a little bit more. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. A lot of good TV is being made. A lot of bad TV is being made, too. You get, like, Netflix, and they just pump out, like, 99% garbage, and then you get, like, one Squid Game.
Yeah.
And they can't understand how they're losing $50 billion. It's because...
Well, have you watched the Castlevania anime?
I have not.
On Netflix?
No. I've just started anime on Attack on Titan.
I know. So I'm name dropping
suggestions. Well, you
here.
Told me Full Metal.
Yeah, but you have to do Full Metal next.
So that'll be the next one. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this anime journey that I'm on. And, you know, I would like to see more, you know, anime type video games, stuff like that.
There's so many. Yeah. You can't even keep track. I can't keep track. I just find a good whisper online once in a while about a good show and cling on to it. And it turns out being good. But there's no way you can keep up with the hundreds of episodes of different shows a month.
Is it really that many?
Yeah.
It's almost like you have to pick just the best ones, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're playing the catch-up game.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, I've watched, you know, 20 series, blah, 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 or compared to the guy that just watched his first, there's a lot to catch up on to even just get to the, you know, like, oh, yeah, I like anime.
So, you know Jared's going to listen to this podcast, right?
Probably.
Hopefully. He's going to listen to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on my podcast. Is I had like a filler episode that I had to fill. And I'm like, Jared, come on. I need you to just sit in for a minute. And so he was on episode 26 of the Weird Crew podcast. And we were just shitting on Charles. You remember Charles?
Yeah. He's banned from my house.
He's banned. You banned him from the house?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make that decision based off of the information that you were given? Or was that before?
Everything.
He's just not a likable person.
It was after the second time he came, I'm like, he's not coming back.
Yeah,
I don't like, you're not good people, energy, any, whatever you want to call it. And after that second time, that's when all the, like, it was like a week after Jared found out all that nasty and just got worse and worse and worse and worse. But yeah, after the second time he came to my house, he was like just a belligerent redneck jerk. And I was like, you know, go home.
I never liked the energy that I got from him. He always crossed me as like a shitty person. I just kind of tolerated him because, you know, he was around Jared or whatever. But clearly there was always a recipe for Charles to do some backhanded shit like that. And Jared wasn't surprised. But to Jared's credit, he still hasn't talked to him. He still, you know, hasn't said a word to him. So, you know, Jared, you're listening to this. This is for you, brother. Just want to say fuck Charles. All right.
All Charles's.
Every Charles.
Every single one.
Every single Charles that exists. If your name is Charles. No, listen. Don't. Because I don't want to get any like one star reviews. Just that Charles. Just that specific Charles. So we got some more stuff to talk about. How long have you been doing your podcast? How many episodes are you in right now?
This will be 6 or 7.
You having fun with it?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. What made you want to hop back into the podcasting game? Because you had one a while back, right?
Like, yeah, it was like probably like 6-7 years ago. I was doing a different thing, different group of people, I guess. I mean, it was like my thing, but still had people on. But I just got busy, didn't do it anymore, and lately needed a new creative outlet.
Yeah, something that's yours, at least
like,
right?
creative as in creating something compared to being actually like imaginative, right? But, you know, just content creation. I miss content creation. It's fun. I feel like picking it back up.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, it doesn't even matter like how many people download or listen to your podcast. Just the fact that you have something that's yours, that you have creative control over, that you put out there, it makes you feel good, man.
Yeah.
You know? And that's...
It's awesome, especially like every single little download you get.
Oh,
you
see
that, and it just warms your soul a little bit.
Yeah, or any type of 5-star review, or anytime someone reaches out to you on Instagram to send you a message and say, hey, keep up the good work. All that, man, just warms my heart. You know what I mean? And so I want to see more people get into this podcasting game because we can all eat, you know. Well, not if you suck, but. So what do you know about cryptozoology?
I just learned what it meant earlier.
Bigfoot. Yeah. We're just going to start with Bigfoot. All right, Bigfoot.
See, I call those like.
Urban legends
right. Or wives tales or mythical creatures or...
Is Bigfoot real?
Probably not.
Would you bet money on it?
No.
I would bet that Bigfoot isn't real. Maybe Bigfoot was real at a certain point.
But what if, like, see, my problem is every time I think or talk about anything, there's a matter of real and not, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think a lot of things people think are very true are not real, but it's because what they think is true isn't what it really is. So it's fake in the long term. But, like, what if like the videos from the 70s and all the Shaw campaign of Bigfoot, obviously, like, those are fake get-ups and suits and cons. But what if there really is a Bigfoot? It's just a little bit different than that one.
You mean, like, he almost looks the same, or
like
looks
something or a similar situation of like a humanoid haired beast in the woods? It doesn't have to be the literal Yeti or Bigfoot, you know, maybe it's something else, because we know like all the Bigfoot footage we have has all been faked.
Yeah,
it's all been fake, but it's been verified.
But the fact that everyone has an HD camera on them at all times,
well, maybe the Yetis evolved too.
It was he like fucking invisible camouflage?
Maybe they got like predator camouflage. Maybe they just got smarter and went further into the woods, away from any human contact possible. They don't cross the border, you know, of the tree line to be seen, leaving footprints.
I don't know, man. Just got to call bullshit on the Bigfoot.
I lean against it, but
I want it to be real.
I think that the Bigfoot people believe now does not exist. No. Would I put money on it? Yes. The whole theory of Bigfoot, I don't know if I'd vote no on it.
Probably that. Could have existed at some point, though, right?
Easily.
Yeah. Maybe 200-300 years ago.
Easily.
When the Native Americans were still, you know, doing their thing. Yeti maybe makes more sense. You know, Antarctica. How the fuck do we know what's in Antarctica?
No, we don't.
We have no idea. There could be absolutely anything in Antarctica.
Pyramids.
Yeah, there could be. There could be. So, moving on from cryptozoology, let's talk about crypto. What do you?
We only talked about one crypto.
Because that's the only one that matters. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's the only one that matters.
We got to talk about it. We got to move on.
Like Nessie? That doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Let's talk about Nessie. Yeah, let's talk about Nessie.
Yeah, what about her?
I also think that one's bullshit. I mean, again.
Would you put money on it?
Yeah, who was the guy? Who was the guy that did what was the show? Jeremy Wade, River Monsters.
Okay.
So he did like some investigation into what was going on, trying to figure out if he could figure out what, you know, the Loch Ness Monster was or if it ever existed, and you know, he's a biologist, and to his best guess is what people saw was the Greenland shark. Which makes a lot of sense if you kind of look at the way the Greenland shark's back looks, the way it can kind of hover over water. What doesn't make sense is like the dinosaur neck sticking up. That nobody can really figure out. But the Greenland shark is the oldest living animal. It can live to be like 500 years old.
What if it was Nessie's and a Greenland shark's baby?
Well, I don't even know what to say to that. I think that would be...
Nessie doesn't exist anymore, but her baby does. And now it's been mixed with the Greenland shark.
Loch Ness is a big-ass lake, man. It's like 600 feet deep at certain points.
It's improbable, but not impossible.
Yeah. I mean, how do you really prove it? It's a guessing game.
Catch it.
I mean, you catch it. Well, nobody's doing that.
No.
It's not that important. All you ever see is like some helicopter footage from like 1,000 feet up. Oh, look at the ripples in the water. We got them. No, you don't.
Remember there was that one really muddy, murky picture of one of its supposed flippers? Or fins, like the side flipper. Yeah, flippers. So like it was like a diamond-shaped kind of flipper, right? And it's the typical like 1,000 feet underwater in the mud, grimy picture. And they got a picture of it, the flipper. And they're like, oh! Got her. Proof.
This is a done deal. Let's wrap up the investigation, guys. You never saw
that picture?
I'm almost certain I did.
It's the only thing like water breached proof, like non-water breach proof. Like everything else is always like the swimmer arm neck picture, right? That's the one everyone goes by, but there's that one picture of a fin or flipper.
But it
brings it to a whole new level.
There's so much money being made off the Loch Ness Monster. Like they have shops set up over there, t-shirts. Yeah. I mean, this is the point someone sees a log out there. Oh my God, it's the Loch Ness Monster. No, it's a log.
Well, wasn't that the thing about like why they won't... it's not the way to put it. there was a lot of money involved in the Bigfoot conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it. Theory? You just want to call it theory?
I mean, there was like two guys, I believe.
Yeah, it was two dudes, but there was so much money involved, that's why they had to keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it got out of hand.
They were in Georgia, right? They I think they lived in Georgia. They said that they caught a Bigfoot.
It was somewhere in the Appalachians, I think, but I don't think it was Georgia.
Oh.
But
two dudes claimed, sure. they claimed they caught Bigfoot. They had his dead body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they never did. I think they got in trouble.
Oh, those guys. You know, those two? I thought you were talking about the two that like created the Yeti story.
I think they got in trouble for that.
That might have been Georgia.
Yeah, I think they got in trouble for that.
That could have
been. I think that was like a crime. You can't fake a Bigfoot. You can't pretend like you got a fake Bigfoot dead in the, you know, your F-150.
Did they catch it dead or alive?
No, they said he was dead. They had a dead.
You can't kill a Bigfoot, let alone catch one.
They had a dead Bigfoot body in the back of their F-150. And, I think one of them was on, like, the police force or something, and one of them got fired. I could be getting this completely wrong. Listen, don't sue us. This is just, like, the best I can remember this stuff because I don't Google shit. I just pull it from memory. So, two dudes, dead Bigfoot, back of their F-150, Georgia, Google it, something will pop up, and you'll see, like, 30% of what I said is true.
Yeah, Bigfoot, two dudes, caught.
Georgia, F-150, dead, jail time. How do you come back from that?
Well, what do you think about the Chupacabra?
The what? That's the, which one is that? Explain that to me.
The Mexican, like,
like
demon dog, chihuahua
like the,
thingy.
Like the naked rat looking.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, fox slash.
The goat killer.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I actually have seen a video of that.
But I've seen. I mean, I've seen.
But it could just be like Bigfoot. Rabbit, like. No, but I think I've seen like high quality video of that one. But who the fuck knows?
There's a lot of high quality videos.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I want to pull this up right now.
Like Two Girls, One Cup.
I could just be
high quality, highest,
the highest of quality. Oh my god, that video was such shit. It was, man. But the Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one is real. I mean, it's real because I think that they actually saw that, and it wasn't like an elaborate fake hoax stage. I think it's real because they believe that they actually, and they probably did see some kind of like rabid, like hairless dog thing that they thought was it. You know, could easily be misconstrued for Chupacabra. You can't misconstrue Bigfoot.
What about the Jersey Devil?
Which one is that? The vampire one? The one that
kind of yeah.
I mean, that's full. They're full of shit.
What about Mothman?
Yeah, also full of shit. Although it was very cool in Fallout 76.
I feel like you're very picky choosy on your cryptotology.
I said Chupacabra was real. I said Bigfoot could have existed at one time. I said that the Loch Ness Monster was probably the Greenland shark. So I'm not saying that people are outright lying.
You just did about the Jersey Devil?
Yeah. In that case, they are. But in some cases, they're not. Some cases, they actually probably think they saw something. And in some cases, they're probably fucking high. They've probably been drinking. Things look a little weird. They probably popped some LSD or some mushrooms, and everything looks like Bigfoot. So that never gets talked about, though. That never gets talked about, that people are like under the influence when they see things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens. How can it not happen?
Oh, talk about seeing things. Oh, the one movie that destroyed me growing up. Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. I never saw that one.
Okay. Pretty sure it's Fire in the Sky.
Do I need to watch this?
It is a alien abduction film of a supposed true story that the guy eventually came out and admitted was fake. But that movie I saw way too young, like one night, sick. At home or whatever, laid up at night, like laying on the floor with a bucket, watching TV because you can't sleep because you're puking. And that movie was on, and I watched it. And there's towards the very, very end of the film, we'll say like the last sixth is when the actual abduction happens, and all the experiments and stuff. And it's, I don't know if it's necessarily graphic, but the weight of it just hit me in a weird spot, dude. That movie.
And how old were you when you watched this?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Under 12 for sure.
Oh, you were.
It could have been even under 10.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't. I wasn't, you know, 20. it's not that. I guess it is kind of graphic.
Psychological, though, right?
They put this like weird grape raspberry looking jelly, but it's more like a slime jelly.
Probably tasted good.
Down this dude's throat, like shoved it in his mouth, these little gray aliens, shoving it in there. And it's all, and he's already like sprayed down to a table by fake skin looking stuff. And they like rip the holes for his mouth and they're putting that jelly in. And then they put this giant probe, like, you know, like the snake you use in plumbing. You crank it and it, like the super long tube, like straight down his throat into his gut through the jelly and then like all kinds of stuff. Oh boy. It was a doozy.
I don't know why that would be necessary.
Oh, it's rough, man. I mean, but this movie was made on the premise that this was a true story, and it ended up not being a true story.
Yeah, this is back then when people believed that shit. Aliens, also not real. Kidding. Actually, aliens probably are real. In fact, the universe is so big that there's probably like those aliens doing that to somebody right now in that exact same way.
No. Because then they could be here tonight.
No, not for here. Me. No, not. We're safe here, but other places. You know, we're safe on Earth.
Like, oh, on Earth, okay.
On Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy, we're fine. But there's like 100 billion galaxies out there. You mean to tell me there's nothing swimming around in the water in any of these places? Of
course. Easy.
Yeah.
I think you're almost naive or a fool to think Earth's so special compared to the rest of the universe.
It's too big, right?
It's too big.
Way too big.
What makes you think you're so great that we're the only planet that could have life?
That's kind of an asshole thing to think, right?
I think so.
And not only that, I want there to be life out there.
Why wouldn't you? You'd hope it'd be friendly, but...
Yeah. I mean, they could come here and catch these hands if they want.
Well, supposedly there's already 7 alien species living amongst us now.
It was Drew that said that the aliens could catch hands, by the way. So, aliens, come fight Drew in his backyard.
We come in peace.
Sorry, I heard that shit you were talking on Apple Podcasts, and I had to make an appearance.
Take me to your leader. Oh, here's my wife.
What is a wife? You all look the same. How do you tell the difference? That's probably what they think about us.
Blink sideways at you in sequence.
All these things look the same. They can't tell us apart. Oh man,
do you have a movie like that you saw too young, or maybe even as it doesn't matter what age, but like one that really like just creeped you out more than it should?
Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist. Oh, The Exorcist for sure. Like the spider walk still fucks with me to this day.
Which part about Rosemary's Baby?
Well, you know, just the ending. Well, listen, guys, go watch Rosemary's Baby. But the ending.
I think we can be spoiler free. The movie's 70, 60. It's 60, right?
It was like 68, 69 when it came out. It was before The Exorcist.
Why did I say 70?
It was slightly before The Exorcist. But The Exorcist, like in terms of like me seeing shit in the hallway at night, like just picturing her walking the spider walk coming towards me at night, like that visually fucked with me the most.
You know another one that got me? What? This is the silly one, okay? Because like, I mean, obviously, I think I've heard some other people be pretty perturbed by the fire in the sky scene. Like, it's a little rough. This one, I don't know a whole lot of other people that have really said the same, because like. Obviously, Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby, like, those are touchy ones. But The Mummy.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. The scarab beetles?
Uh-huh.
When they mummify that dude alive, throw him in the sarcophagus with, like, 100 of the scarab beetles, and they all climb under his skin until he dies while he's clawing at the front of the sarcophagus with his nails, and they show, like, the scratch marks when they open it. That was terrifying.
Or even the scene in Snowpiercer where they show what the, you know, what the little protein is made of. All the roaches, all the cockroaches, just, that was, like, kind of queasy for me, too.
Just the bugs under the skin, that's always so
As an adult, the taking of Deborah Logan in terms of like a, like just fucked with me in terms of being creepy and scary, like with her just like naked there playing the piano and floating up on the counter. And there was a lot of things in that movie that like fucked with me as an adult. And then most recently, Saint Maud, which is my favorite horror movie that I saw in the year 2021. So good, man. So good. I know you talked about how you like ambiguous endings.
Yes.
And how you like it, you know, it's up to the viewer. You know, make of it what you
will. What I even like better is no ending.
I like certainty.
Like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Okay, the camera dropped.
What does that mean?
What's that other possession movie that
you out? You almost like going down the rabbit holes.
Yeah, no, that's the best part.
Yeah.
No, there's the Exorcism movie that came out like within the last 6 years. It was probably about 6 years ago. And the final scene was they got in a car wreck on the way to the exorcist.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was like there's a little possessed boy or whatever and this mom like trying to get him taken care of and whatever. And the whole movie's like building up them finally going to like the exorcist to do it. And on the way they get in a car wreck that was obviously caused by a possessed child.
And that ends the movie.
Oh, man. That's it. It's done. Well, it's just like, boom, doom. Like, it was just like, they're driving on the way, kids screeching or whatever. Car wreck, credits.
Well, the one thing that I like about Saint Maud that I've never seen in any other movie is it was ambiguous all the way up until the very end. And I was almost sure they were going to end it with that. Like, just guessing. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then the last, like, 3 seconds, I'm like, oh, shit. So that's what happened. And so it was definitive. So it was ambiguous up until the very end. And I love that. And I think you would too.
Oh, probably.
And you might say I could do without the ending part. And maybe you would rather have it the other way. But in that particular case, I just think it was done so fucking well. My best horror movie of 2021. You guys need to go watch that. Alone. 3 a.m. In the dark. All the lights off.
Well, there's even endings like some of the classics like Jacob's Ladder. It kind of had an ending, but kind of didn't. Have you seen Jacob's Ladder?
No.
Okay, that's your homework then. That's an absolute like psychological horror. Or maybe horror.
I have.
That's a psychological horror classic.
Jacob's Ladder.
Yep.
I'm going to watch Jacob's Ladder because I've heard a lot of good things about it. But goddamn, man, it's hard to watch everything, you know? But Jacob's Ladder, I'm going to make a note of it right now. And the next time we talk or the next time you come on my podcast or whatever the F, I will have watched Jacob's Ladder because I do know that's a classic. I do know people love that. And I'm going to watch that before people send me spoilers or anything like that. So Jacob's Ladder, I'm going to watch that if not tonight, tomorrow night. I don't know how long you typically go on your podcast. I do want to touch on just a couple more things. If you just have a couple more minutes, I know it's kind of late for you.
Run it.
And I'm the night owl. Ghosts, real or not?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm with you. I think the thought of ghosts is cool. The thought of going to a haunted place. I want it to be real so bad. Like I'm inviting it. Like, let me see. And as someone who has somewhat seeked this shit out, I've never had an encounter. And so I got to go not real. Although I still love the idea of it. I love ghost movies. I love like the haunted houses. I love reading about ghost stories. I love all that, even though I don't believe it. I want it to be real, but I still like appreciate the stories. You know what I mean?
I feel like it would be a lot more interesting if they were.
Yeah.
And kind of fun in a way. But obviously, yeah, 100% not. And even, it's just funny, ghosts in general. You know, you have your far opposite paradigms, right? So you have Christianity and atheism for American culture generally, right? Or even a theistic and then non-theistic. But I know with Christianity, like, within the Bible, ghosts aren't real. And with atheism, you don't have a soul or a spirit, per se. So why would there be ghosts anyway? And yet still, like, some people think they're a thing. It's so confusing to me. It can't make sense.
You would have to have an experience. And even then, you'd probably question it, right?
I guess I wouldn't. I would definitely question it. I don't think I'd have an experience ever.
I don't think so either. I want one. I want to have an experience.
You want a new best friend.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, but how do you feel about, like, do you even feel like evil energy anywhere? Like you walk into a place and you just something.
Yeah,
just,
my last job.
The evil energy. Do you believe in energies?
Not in the way that people talk about energies.
I got you.
It's kind of like my catch-all word.
Yeah.
That doesn't point to anything ever. You know? And it could be, you know, like the feel of an environment compared to a relationship, you know, amongst friends or neighbors or whatever it might be, compared to just how you're feeling that day too. But you've just never
walked into a building and you're like, the energy here is weird.
Never a building, but the people in the building, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they're looking at you, or maybe they act weird. Maybe what you're observing feeds into
people,
the energy
people
that you're
for
feeling.
Sure. Locations, no.
Yeah, because people aren't weird. Yeah, people aren't weird. People are completely normal. Oh man, we've been talking for over 40 minutes now. Time flies when you're hanging out with good people and talking about weird and somewhat interesting shit.
Yeah, precious moments to Rosemary's Baby.
To Bigfoot. Attack on Titan. And what about video games? We never touched on video games. What are you playing right now?
What am I playing right now? Oh, boy.
Lawnmower Simulator?
I downloaded Lawnmower Simulator tonight. I feel like it's going to scratch an itch for me. I don't know what that itch is, but it needs to be scratched anyway.
It's going
to
scratch the grass.
It's going to touch grass.
It's going to touch grass, baby. Nerd.
I bought today for $2.99 on Steam, Vampire Survivors.
$2.99, right?
$2.99.
Can't beat it.
And it's a roguelike bullet hell game, but instead of avoiding the bullets, you are the bullets, and you're avoiding the other
am the bullets.
Monsters. But it's all very loosely Castlevania themed. It's kind of a ripoff, but it's glorious. And then in tomorrow, we get the announcement from the new Path of Exile League. That'll start a week after the announcement, and I'm very excited for that.
Well, I've been playing Assassin's Creed Origins. Hop back into the Assassin's Creed series. I gotta say, so far it's probably my favorite Assassin's Creed since Assassin's Creed 2. I kind of like to split up my open world games. I don't like to just go from open world to open world to open world. I like to split up, like, maybe open world to maybe, like, you know, linear. You know, just sometimes you can get overwhelmed with the open world shit and you just need a break. Play something a little bit smaller.
I can't stand any of them.
No open world games.
Infamous 1 for PlayStation 3.
Played it.
And Fable 1 and 2
Xbox.
For Xbox are the only pseudo open world games I like.
And why is that? Just because of the...
They're boring.
They're boring.
It's like walking simulator. Go here, fetch quest there, go do this, go do that. Oh, go to the other side of the map, come back. Oh, here's a bazillion side quests.
You didn't play The Witcher 3?
Nope.
Oh my God, man.
Brooke did.
It's...
Brooke loves The Witcher.
It's the best game ever made. I'll fight someone over that.
Really?
I'll go. Yeah, The Witcher 3 is my favorite game is not necessarily what I consider to be the best game. My favorite game, for like sentimental purposes and what it meant to me at the time, was the original Shenmue on Dreamcast. That's favorite game of all time.
That's a good pick.
But I gotta say that the best game that I ever played was The Witcher 3. And I was so confident that Cyberpunk was going to be good because of how good The Witcher 3 was. Right. I was like, there's no way they can fuck this up. And they fucked it all up.
Yeah.
That game needed 2 more years.
Apparently, I have a lot of acquaintances now, and actually close friends now, that have just recently started playing it.
Really?
Within the last month or so.
I mean, even if they released it right now, it still might not have been ready to come out. Like, that's how...
No, probably not.
That's how broken it was. They needed so much more time, man, and they ruined their legacy. Like... It's kind of like Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 were great except for the ending of 3. And then they released Andromeda. And it's like, you fucked it all up, man.
I heard,
it's like,
I heard that was really bad.
I trusted you so much, and you lost all that. So I kind of feel the same way about Dying Light. And so Dying Light 2 is coming out on the 4th. Dying Light was one of my favorite games of Last Generation. You know, the parkour zombies, and they've just made improvements on that. And they did, the developers, they never abandoned that game. They stuck with it all. I mean, they just released like another update for Dying Light, the original one. So I respect that, man. So Dying Light 2, don't let me down, guys, because I will get back on Drew's podcast and my podcast, and I will bury you. All 100 of my listeners will just, we're just going to go after you. I'm going to crush you. The Weird Crew Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the whole nine yards.
Are you on Google?
Yeah, you could just Google the Weird Crew Podcast. I'll pop up.
Are you on Google Podcasts?
I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on every single podcast platform out there, unless one just came out within like the past 2 weeks that I don't know about that I haven't, you know, listed myself on. But you can also follow me on Instagram at Weird Crew Podcast. You can send an email to me, theweirdcrewpodcast@gmail.com. If you have an idea for a show, if you want to be a guest, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Even if you have a question that you want answered on the show and you want to remain anonymous, I can do that too. We love to have fun. And you can follow me on Instagram at Weird Anomaly. It's hard to miss my sexy face. So just come holler at me if you ever want to like, well, don't be weird. Just come say hey or something.
Hard to miss. Let me think about that. If it's hard to miss, like easy to miss would mean it's better.
I don't know, man.
Hard to miss, right?
You know what? We're just going to end it with that ambiguous ending that you love so much. Let the listeners decide.
It's just word, you know, wordplay. Because you got like two ways to think about
it. I like playing with words.
I can't believe you just spit all that out in 30 seconds.
I did, man. I'm good at this. I'm a professional podcaster. What can I say?
Very professional. We're very casual here.
We are very casual. We're laid back. We're having a good time. Drinking Coke Zero.
I got an Instagram and an Instagram.
You don't shout out your Instagram on your podcast?
That's the same name as the show is.
I got you.
If they're looking for it, they'll find it.
If someone wants to email you anything,
they just send it on Instagram.
Where do they donate to the cause? No donation set up?
For free.
Okay. You don't have your, your Bitcoin address?
Nope.
Wallet set up?
Nope.
Ethereum?
For free.
Dogecoin?
Nope.
So you're just eating all the costs right now?
Yep. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom. You're just a glutton for punishment. Don't you have like a picture of the Fonz somewhere?
It's my Steam logo, yeah.
Oh.
And I have a doll up there.
A doll of the Fonz. He's still alive, right?
Yes. Henry Winkler. Yes.
It's pretty still old. Still acting, too. Pretty old, though, right?
Yep.
He was in Waterboy, right?
Yep.
It's all starting to come together. Sometimes I just need a little information. I can start piecing everything together.
How old's Waterboy?
Probably came out in like 98, I would say. So would that be 24 years now?
It's a long time.
I would say 98. I'm going to break my rule on Googling. I just want to see if I'm right. How you feel about this?
How do you feel about that movie being that old?
Waterboy came out.
And you remember seeing it when it came out.
Waterboy came out in what year?
1998.
I'm pretty fucking good when it comes to numbers.
So I bet was 10 when that came out, man.
I bet you I know what year Adam Sandler was born.
It's probably 74.
Adam Sandler was born in 1966.
Okay.
You got to fact check me now.
You probably already know it, and you're just spouting out facts you memorized before you got here.
All right, give me
66.
Give me someone. You name someone. No, nobody fucking hard that
Clint I would. Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, born 1930. Do you know that, or should I Google it?
I don't know.
All that. Right, well, this is Clint Eastwood was born what year?
1930.
He's 91, and he's still directing.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was either born in 46 or 47. Will you give me a year, gray area?
Sure. Right. We'll give you a plus or minus one.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. He was born in 42. I don't need it. I'm almost certain he was born in 42. You can't stump me, baby. I'm too good. As long as I know them, because I'm good with numbers.
How? Did you look it up prior and remember? You're just guessing?
You gave me you gave me a name. Want to take my phone? Who you got?
Another one? We'll do one more.
I have to know the person now. You can't just pull someone out.
No. I'm thinking something fair-ish. Dave Coulier.
I don't know who that is.
The mulleted blonde man from Full House. The funny one.
I don't know. I've never Googled him. I know Bob Saget.
Yeah. The guy that plays Urkel.
Oh, that's a good. I know that one. He was born in 1976. You saw my phone. Saw my phone the whole time. What's his name? Steve Urkel. It was
something White. What was it?
Jaleel White.
Yeah. It was Jay White. 89? No, wait. Where am I looking at? 76.
All right. My talents have been on display for the podcasting world.
Rain Man for actor birth years.
What can I say,
man? Does it work for actresses, too?
For the most part, if I know who they are. Oprah. I know that one.
Oh, you can't use that one, then. Amanda Bynes.
This is going to be close. I'm almost certain, because I think she's 2 years younger than me. I haven't Googled her in a long time, but if I had to guess, I would.
Why would you Google her the first time?
Sometimes things just pop in your head that you remember and you Google. I would say Amanda Bynes was born in 86. She could be older. I'm going to go 86. Right. I feel like it could be 84, but I think it's 86. I got to get one wrong. Not tonight, baby. I ain't getting nothing wrong tonight. What was it, Drew? Tell the audience what it was.
86.
All right.
That's kind of weird, man.
What can I say, man?
I don't know if that's autism or...
Hey, fuck you.
Obsessive or...
Not that there's anything wrong with, autism.
How dare you?
Autistic kids are awesome. My nephew is autistic and he's one of the best kids on the planet. I love him to death. He wouldn't be listening to this podcast. He wouldn't be allowed to listen to this podcast. Not with this vulgar content, but...
So do you do movie years as well as actor years?
I'm not as good movie years. I'm good with actors. I used to be really, really good with sports stars. I used to get a deck of cards. It was my thing. If I made good grades, my mom would go buy me a deck of cards and I would sit there and I would read the back of the cards and I would memorize their height, their stats, their weight. And
it's like the 23 Enigma.
Yeah.
You just see numbers everywhere.
It's I don't know how, but which is crazy because I feel like my memory in certain areas sucks. I can't remember names for shit. I can remember faces, but numbers, I've always been good with numbers. For whatever reason, so
you need to monetize that.
Yeah, think so.
Like, are you smarter than Anthony? The show, and it's all actor birthdays and movie years, and they have to outscore you.
are you better at memorizing useless information than me?
Definitely. Oh man.
I'm glad we did that. I feel good about myself now. I just showed up to the world. And now they're going to come flocking in. Because these people are going to be like, oh, man, let me.
This guy's new. He knows years real good.
And then they click on one of my podcast episodes like Weird Dreams. Like, oh, wait
no.
A minute.
No. We don't. And anyway, that's a Vime Soapbox. We'll see you guys next time.